listener production.
Good afternoon, Charlotte Wallen here with your Central West news briefing. We could soon be able to try on our online purchases at the post office before taking them home. The Daily Telegraph reports it's one of the new ideas being trialled by Australia Post at New Look concept stores. And the first one is set to open in Orange later this year. That also includes space for local businesses to showcase and sell their wares. People in the Dubbo Regional Council area who were impacted by bushfires earlier this month are now eligible for natural disaster assistance. The declaration has been made under the Joint Federal and State Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangements, opening up different forms of financial help. These are for households, business owners, and primary producers. Speaking of disasters, the Orana was the hardest hit region in the state this summer when it comes to severe weather. It topped the list, looking at the number of insurance claims made to the NRMA, with more lodged in Dubbo than any other town. The organisation's Natalie Major says it's a timely reminder to check just how protected your home is.
People living in regional areas need to understand the specific local risks they may face. Whether that's a high risk of an event such as a flood or bushfire or general storm risk, these risks can vary significantly depending on where you're located.
For those frustrated by holding the line, Services Australia is coming out to us for face-to-face assistance this week and next. Their mobile service centre, Golden Wattle, helps locals with online services, things like Centrelink claims and Medicare registrations. They'll be passing through Blaney, Canoundra, Eugowra, Manildra, Molong, Yeovil and Wellington. Stopping times are on the Services Australia website. Updating sport, major improvements are on the way for Orange City Rugby Club's home ground. Council has approved plans to upgrade Pride Park, including new floodlights, a bigger grandstand, and new female toilets.